There was an opinion piece written by somebody, and I just want to read you the headline. It is "Why the BBC is one of the most dangerously anti-Semitic organizations in the West." That is quite a statement. Yeah, and those of us who grew up some time ago kind of always held the BBC up to being the apex of what good journalism could possibly have been. It was the gold standard of journalism, and clearly they have dropped the ball. So to help us kind of understand this issue a little more is Gil Hoffman, an Israeli-American journalist and political correspondent who also serves as executive director of Honest Reporting. So nobody better to talk about this issue than him. Gil, thanks for being with me on Chai FM.
Thanks for being with you, Simon.
Gil, before we get into the specifics of this event that happened yesterday that I do want to examine, I'm just interested as to how do you characterize Honest Reporting's mission when it comes to monitoring global media coverage of Israel and Jewish issues?
Honest Reporting for more than 25 years has been monitoring the media, trying to restore Israel's deterrence on the media battlefield, holding the media accountable when they get information correct about Israel, and now more than ever using technology to become immediately informed about mistakes that are being made in the media to get things changed immediately, very quickly online before people even get a chance to see it.
So then that then gets us to this omission yesterday, which was so unbelievably glaring. The BBC's coverage of Holocaust Memorial Day, which omitted the word a Jew. Pretty astounding. But from your perspective, how significant is that omission in terms of historical accuracy and, yeah, even moral responsibility?
You hit the nail on the head there, Simon. I mean, every human being around the world needs to know that there were 6 million Jews who were murdered in the Holocaust. There are 4 million others who were murdered in the Holocaust. So when they say 6 million people, that's not only an affront to Jews, that's an affront to the other victims of the Holocaust as well as being historically inaccurate. And it happened not only in a media outlet like the BBC that has had a history of being blatantly anti-Israel and anti-Semitic over the last few years, but also well-meaning people around the world. The Vice President of the United States, Fox News, I mean, people that aren't necessarily accused of being anti-Israel.
So I've got to tell you, that wasn't part of the brief. I really did want to talk about BBC, but I don't think we can not talk about J.D. Vance, who did the exact same thing. I mean, surely this is not coincidence. Surely there's something nefarious.
It's not popular for Jews to be a victim anymore after October 7th, because we fought back the way we did against our genocidal terrorists that we fought in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, etc., Yemen. Suddenly Israel looks so strong. So they're now promoting a narrative of Israel being aggressors. And I guess thinking of the Holocaust as it was, I guess, doesn't fit their narrative. And the vice president, unfortunately, is being someone who tries to promote this idea of America first. His allies in the United States are increasingly people who don't have Israel's best interests in mind.
There are those that have argued that this was an issue of editorial oversight rather than systemic ideological bias. What's your take?
There were 5 different shows on the BBC that all talked about 6 million people. I don't know how that happens randomly. I mean, they've been decades of talking about 6 million Jews. Does it change overnight? I don't know if there was some directive given, but it certainly doesn't look coincidental.
And there's a pattern. I mean, this isn't a once-off isolated event. This is a repeated pattern of omissions and framing errors. You kind of have to... Oh, no, that's putting the answer in your mouth, and I don't want to do that. Is the BBC institution... No, I don't want to do that. I really don't. I feel like it's such a betrayal of everything that they stand for. So I'm quite emotional about this particular issue. You know, it really was, as I said, it was the gold standard. It was, if you wanted impartial, fair reporting, you went to the BBC, and that just is not the case anymore. So I guess I'm just going to ask the question straight out. Is the BBC institutionally anti-Semitic?
Of course. The CEO and the head of their news division got fired a few months ago because they had gone too far in reporting things inaccurately and biased. And while the primary report that they got fired for was related to Donald Trump and not to Israel, in the report that mentioned what they reported incorrect about the President of the United States, the most of the report was about the anti-Israel coverage. Okay, we wrote an honest reporting before that, 10 reasons why these people needed to be fired. And this had another 10 reasons. It was just really got out of control. And it's good that there were repercussions for that. And we need to hold the BBC accountable. And that's why it's good that honest reporting exists and why there are people in South Africa who, when they see things that are inaccurate and biased against Israel on the BBC, should be emailing us at action@honestreporting.com so we can do something about it.
So this issue of doing something, before one gets to that point, I would imagine you have a set of criteria that you use when you're evaluating when a media institution kind of crosses the line, and that line between bias into something more systemic. And where is that line?
Anyone who listening to this can Google Honest Reporting, 8 Categories of Media Bias. There have been for now for 25 years, those same categories of what we're looking for. And probably people listening to this could guess 5 or 6 of them on their own, when it's showing one side or selective omission or not full disclosure of the media outlet. And what's happened is now, after 25 years of humans looking for this, we have an AI tool that we're optimizing to do this. Because if our enemies have AI, we need to have AI too.
In what way does the BBC, say, compare to other major global outlets in its coverage of Israel, Jewish identity, anti-Semitism? And I'm thinking of the big, the CNNs and the Foxes and the likes. Where are they on this on the scale?
As bad as it gets, along with Reuters and not quite Al Jazeera, but because Al Jazeera is a propaganda tool of Qatar. But what's happened just over the past year, the BBC's refusal to refer to Hamas as terrorists, the Gaza documentary that interviewed the son of a terrorist, parroting the lies about the Al Ahli Hospital as if Israel killed 500 people. Throughout the war, the 14,000 babies libel, that accusing Israel of being about to kill 14,000 babies in 48 hours, which certainly didn't happen. Then a BBC News presenter said that Israeli forces are happy to kill children. No, they're not. They said that in an interview with Naftali Bennett, Israel's former and perhaps future prime minister. It goes on and on.
All right, so we've diagnosed the problem. What do we do about it?
What do we do about it? Well, first of all, revealing it to the world was really important, and that led to the dismissal of these two high-powered people. And I don't know what's happening with their successors. This is the time to hold them accountable. It used to be that people would have to write letters to the editor. They take out a typewriter. It would take weeks for them to get that letter in the right place. And it doesn't work that way anymore. Now we can get things changed within seconds. The BBC apologized yesterday
Yeah, but
for their coverage of the Holocaust.
They did, but the
that
apologies
would
are
have taken
getting,
weeks in the past.
It's becoming incredibly tiresome, the apologies. They might as well just leave one on the front page and just keep it there as a permanent item, because it's going to happen again next week, and it's becoming tiresome. So I guess my last question to you this afternoon is, what concrete steps, if any, would you like to see the BBC take to kind of try and rebuild trust with the Jewish community?
So they've committed to an anti-Semitism training seminar that apparently is going to be done by CST, by the security body of a British jury. I hope that that goes a long way, because we need them to realize that this can't happen anymore.
But you know it's not going to, because we've all done those sensitivity training courses in our corporate lives, and we all know what utter total rubbish they are. So it's going to achieve absolutely nothing.
I share your pessimism, and of course they'll be trained against Islamophobia as well, to be politically correct.
Exactly. Yeah. All right.
Look, let's not give them the benefit of the doubt here. Let's keep them on their toes and keep on watching them and not let them get away with it.
Gil Hoffman, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM.